The scriptures today are a familiar one. They have frozen on my screen, so I'm going to read it from the other screen. It comes from Matthew 22, 34 through 40. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they came together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you today that you have loved us first. We thank you today for the example that Jesus has given us. But I know, Lord, that sometimes, in fact, many times, I fall short. And so, Lord, today I need you to speak through me and in spite of my voice. We need to hear you in spite of my voice. So may the meditations of my heart be pleasing unto you. And we pray this today in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, I've been working through this series that we've been doing for several weeks now. And there's many things that I know that I do not know. And I've been thinking about the things that I do not know lately. I do not know what's going to happen tomorrow. I do not know what's going to happen a year from now. I do not know what kind of outcome we're going to have in 4 years. Just like, 10 years ago, I didn't know I'd be standing here today. And last week, I didn't know what the outcome of the election would be. But this week we know those outcomes. And so when I started writing all of these things, I wrote it knowing that I did not know. But I did know who Jesus was. And so I knew that there were certain things that would not change, no matter what the outcome was going to be. I knew that Jesus Christ was still going to be Lord in the end, and that he was still going to be king, hence the purple color. And I found it kind of funny because, you know, if you ever saw my calendar, you would see that it's color-coded, and I have meetings that stack up. And so I had a meeting already on Wednesday morning where I had to be over at Bethany first thing in the morning. And then I had a meeting over here at Pizza Villa with the ministerium at noon. And it was kind of funny. You know, the sun came up on Tuesday morning. Anyway. And 50% of the world was happy, and 50% of the world, or 50% of the nation's happy, and 50% of the nation, not so much. Maybe less than that, maybe some are ambivalent. We'll go with that. And I would say probably 99% are so glad that those commercials are over. Probably 99% are glad the commercials are over. I know I am. And when we sat down at the table over there, the different pastors that were there, one of them finally said, well, what are we going to do? Let's talk about the elephant in the room. And I said, well, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Is Jesus still Lord? Yes. Has our mission changed? No. Are we still called to love each other? Yes. Has that mission changed? No. Has anything else changed? No. You see, we're still in the business as the church of making disciples. And it doesn't matter which church you're walking into. Each one of the churches are in the business of making disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. We're still bringing the good news into a world that has sin. And let's face it, I'm a sinner, you're a sinner, we're all sinners. And we all need some good news. And I said to one of the pastors after he said, well, I'm not sure about the funding sources. And I said, well, you know what? We're all having problems keeping the lights on right now. I know we are. And that's the God honest truth. We aren't paying the bills. We're paying the bills, but we're not getting the money like we have in the past. People aren't seeing that part of the mission as important. And so it's becoming harder to love each other when people aren't seeing the importance of that part of the mission. That's a reality. But I had a couple of jolts over this week too. Some good jolts. And anytime I'm around people from my former seminary, I get some good jolts. My seminary is a very unusual seminary. They were in a lot of seminaries, they're in the business of teaching you theology, making you theologians. Well, that's good. And I did learn my theology. But the seminary that I went to made you a pastor as well. In other words, you took that theory and they made you put it into practice. And the very first professor that I ever had 10 years ago this semester, I encountered this weekend. And she reminded me of some things. And it was good to see her. She reminded me that sometimes we have to go back to some of the basics. That we need to gather some of our prayer warriors and we need to fight the supernatural with the supernatural. And we need to start concentrating on actively praying on what God's next is through loving the people where they are. And so while we're making disciples, and we know that that's the mission that Jesus gave us, we need to know what our next is. And we don't know what the puzzle piece is. We don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what that is. But we do know that God is feeding us and giving us the puzzle pieces of what is next. And we need to be the ones that concentrate on what needs to be, and we start by loving each other instead of condemning each other. Instead of saying, I know I've been told that before, let's start supporting each other. And start joining hands and loving on each other. It's that old phrase when you say, do unto others as you would do unto, Sometimes you have to do unto yourself first. Start loving on yourself. It's like the airplane analogy. Have you worked on your own prayer life lately? Have you asked God what it is that God is asking you to do? Have you loved on yourself with God? Have you talked to God about what's next? Have you put the air mask on yourself instead of trying to put that air mask on the person sitting next to you in the airplane? Breathe in, folks. Breathe out. Have you breathed in God's love lately? See, that love came for you. And if you haven't breathed in that love for you first, you can't share that love for others until you do. So where is God calling us into the next? Well, we need to start with some prayer. And recognizing that God has called us into that moment, that the mission hasn't changed. And we need to work on our relationship, our prayer life, our love of God. Because if we can't see the love of God within ourselves and within each other, then we can't share that love of God. It's not contagious. It doesn't flow out. So we need to start with some prayer. We need to start talking to him and building that relationship. Let's pray. Lord God, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the reminders of where we need to be. Sometimes where we need to be is at your feet. Soaking in your love. Knowing that we are loved children of God. So that we can spread that to others. Help us build each other up. Help us take seriously this relationship that you have called us to. Help us to become one with you. I pray this today in Jesus' name.